Happy Wednesday, everyone. Ryan here. Welcome to the Arm Wrestling with Reality podcast. I guess technically it's still Wednesday. I haven't gone to bed yet. It's about 1 o'clock in the morning. So happy Thursday, I suppose. For those of you, by the time you get up and see this, you'll realize that the Wednesday podcast got pushed back. I've been busy renovating inside my house, putting in some sweat equity in my kitchen, and I have a contractor who's a real gem who gives me about 1 day's notice before he's going to start something else in my house. Gives me a very short window of time, and for those of you that know me know that time is a commodity I do not have in abundance. So that when he says, you have to get all the drywall in the kitchen done tonight, well, that's what I'm doing, and that's what I finished just a very short time ago. So, because of that, and because I was so busy, I did not get a chance to see all of the matches from the WAL. But I did get to see a few. So I will give you my review on those. I saw Barboza versus Toddzilla. That match went about what I expected it to. Although for a while there, I thought that Barboza might come back. He was looking really good and started to look like maybe the Barboza of old. Heavily muscled, hitting hard, and ultra-competitive, good matchmaking. Probably, I would say, one of the better matches of the night, aside from the main event, that is. The next one I got a chance to see was Matt Mask versus Jerry Catterett. Now, that went pretty close to how I predicted it would go. The style matchup is awful. And what I saw was pretty much what I expected to see. And Matt lost that match. Jerry took that match. I believe it was 3-1. And I thought it was actually going to be 3-0, Jerry. Matt did pull out one win. Puzzled by Matt's comments at the very end, though, where he said, I played someone else's game, not the game that I should have played, or something, as if to imply he was listening to a coach that gave him the bad advice. I'm curious what he meant by that, but, you know, Matt, you're a grown man. There can't be an excuse every time, so let's try to accept the loss and move forward. It's a bad stylistic matchup, and you knew that going into it. And now you have a problem, because Jerry Catterett has run through every single arm wrestler, including, with the exception of Devin Larratt. Which brings us to the main event. Devin Larratt versus Michael Todd. Oh my goodness. That match did not disappoint whatsoever. It was, Devin probably said it best at the end. It said Michael is on, I don't remember his exact words, but implied that he is on a different level. And Michael Todd showed some versatility in that match. So we had a total of 4 grinding wars, and we had a flash pin by Michael Todd on Devin. So long story short, aside from the flash pin, all the matches were kind of King's move. And real grind-out matches, and Michael Todd outlasted Devin in stamina. And part of that is because of the style he uses, but man, it was impressive. Devin was defeated for the first time in WL in a long time, and Michael Todd retains the Super Heavyweight Championship. Where do we go from here? What's next for WL? They say this is the end of the season, but what defines a season for them? Curious to see what's coming up. But, from the matches I saw, the show was great. There still was some glitches with the feed, but I'm sure those will get worked out. And I'm sure the viewership spiked dramatically when the main event was on. It was fun to watch. The match I did not get to see, and I do not have a result from, that I was looking forward to was Chafee versus Krasimir, which I do not know what happened in that match. So we'll talk about that next week. Gives us a little something to talk to. Next week. What is coming up, guys? The Mansass tournament's coming up in October. WAF is in October. I don't know what the stock of Devin will be like going forward when he now has to pull somebody who is possibly the strongest arm wrestler on the planet at the moment, which is Saplenkov, in the hand that Saplenkov is most dominant in. That may have lost its shine just a little bit. And I was hoping that Devin would be undefeated all the way through to that match to build the unstoppableness of Devin Larratt. But tonight he got stopped. And there's not too much that I can say about that other than, wow, Michael Todd, I was sure impressed. I was really, really impressed with what you were able to do tonight. And other than some personal stuff going on, you guys, this is about all I've got to say to you for tonight. A short episode of the podcast, and I'm looking forward to the build-up to WAF and doing some podcasting over there. So, as usual, check me out on YouTube, check me out on Instagram, check me out on Facebook and Twitter, all of them. Search my name. I'm not hard to find. And make sure you subscribe to this podcast so you get notified every time a new episode comes out, wherever you listen to podcasts. And I will see you guys next Wednesday.